You are listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Wednesday, December 21st. The university will observe a state-authorized holiday release starting at noon, Thursday, December 22nd. Offices reopen Monday, January 2nd, with office hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. The Soon Radcliffe-Killam Library will be on intercession schedule from January 2nd through the 15th and open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and closed Saturday and Sunday. University offices will also close Monday, January 16th, in observance of the state-authorized holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In the event of an emergency over the holidays, contact TAMU Police at 956-326-2100. Jennifer Alejandro, TAMU's sophomore communication major, received an early holiday present this year. She won an iPad 2 for a video entry she submitted to a contest conducted on university social media. Designed to promote the university's new identity, powered by TAMU, the contest required students to create a video campus life communicating the power of TAMU to change students' lives. She said, "I feel really enthusiastic about having won because I did this by myself. It's something that I earned. This can also help me in my career as a communications major since I can put the fact that I won on my resume." Alejandro's video shows different aspects of campus life, including an athletic event, a lecture in a classroom, a computer lab, students working in their art studio, flags of countries represented by the student population, and the TAMU bookstore. She says, "I feel powered by TAMU when it allows me to give my best everywhere I go." Another student, Teresita de la Torre, senior art major, won a Kindle and received honorable mention for her entry. Her video entry consisted of more than 800 animated pictures, which she took with the help of her friends during an entire day. She states, "I'm powered by TAMU when I'm at the studio." De la Torre, who has studied abroad in Italy, says she will take her Kindle to read when she travels to Argentina for another study abroad program in spring 2012. View the video submissions at youtube.com/txamiu. Take a look back at the past year in the life of TAMU with just a click. The TAMU 2011 President's Report has gone digital and readers can read it on their computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. In addition to profiling the university's enrollment growth and other key performance measures, the report showcases the broad spectrum of the university experience. We review a year of phenomenal growth and challenge, focused initiative, and collaborative achievement. It is the story of our university, said University President Dr. Ray Keck. Using large frame photos, the stories shared include the loving legacy of the Helen Richter Watson Gallery that opened this summer, the uncommon dedication of TAMU's student-athlete champions, one student's personal milagro, faculty research on muscle atrophy, the university's new Powered by TAMU campaign, and journeys of self-discovery by students on a city travel program in Cambodia. The interactive digital publication links to expanded news features and galleries on the university's website and can be easily printed or emailed. To view the report, go to tamu.edu/annual-report. University information is also available online at tamu.edu and at TXAMIU on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. A TAMU smartphone application can also be downloaded at tamu.edu and online stores for Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone and iPad.